in my Senate office here in Washington, D.C. It shows the various ecosystems of the state of Washington, which we very much appreciate. I bring that up because just recently, the Seattle area was named the number one STEM economy in the United States. That is the most STEM workforce in the United States of America. So these issues about how we harness the information age to work for us and not against us is something that we deal with every day of the week, and we want to have discussion and discourse. I believe that discussion and discourse today should be broader than just 2:30. There are issues of privacy that our committee has addressed and issues of how to make sure there is a free and competitive news market. I noticed today we're not calling in the NAB or the Publishers Association asking them why they haven't printed or reprinted information that you allude to in your testimony that you wish was more broadly distributed. To have the competition in the news market is to have a diversity of voices and diversity of opinion. And in my report just recently released, we show that true competition really does help perfect information, both for our economy and for the health of our democracy. So I do look forward to discussing these issues today. What I do not want today's hearing to be is a chilling effect on the very important aspects of making sure that hate speech or misinformation related to health and public safety are allowed to remain on the internet. We all know what happened in 2016, and we had reports from the FBI, our intelligence agencies, and a bipartisan Senate committee that concluded in 2016 that Russian operatives did, masquerading as Americans, use targeted advertisements, intentionally falsified news articles, self-generated content, social media platform tools to interact and attempt to deceive tens of millions of social media users in the United States. Director of National Intelligence, Republican Senator, former Senator Dan Coats said, quote, in July 2018, "The warning lights are blinking red, that the digital infrastructure that serves our country is literally under attack." So I take this issue very seriously and have had for many years. That is making sure, as the Mueller, Special Counsel Mueller indicated, 12 Russian intelligence officers hacked the DNC and various information detailing phishing attacks into our state election boards, online personas, and stealing documents. So when we had a subcommittee hearing and former Bush Homeland Security Director Michael Chertoff testified, I asked him point blank, because there were some of our colleagues who were saying, you know what, everybody does election interference. So I asked him if election interference was something that we did or should be encouraging. He responded that he agreed, quote, "Interfering with infrastructure or elections is completely off limits and unacceptable." That is why I believe that we should be working aggressively internationally to sanction anybody that interferes in our elections. So I hope today that we will get a report from the witnesses on exactly what they have been doing to clamp down on election interference. I hope that they will tell us what kind of hate speech and misinformation that they have taken off the books. It is no secret that there are various state actors who are doing all they can to take a whack at democracy, to try to say that our way of government, that our way of life, that our way of freedom of speech and information is somehow not as good as we have made it being the beacon of democracy around the globe. I am not going to let or tolerate people to continue to whack at our election process, our vote by mail system, or the ability of tech platforms, security companies, our law enforcement entities, and the collective community to speak against misinformation and hate speech. We have to show that the United States of America stands behind our principles and that our principles do also transfer to the responsibility of communication online. As my colleagues will note, we've all been through this in the past. That is why you, Mr. Chairman, and I, and Senators Rosen and Thune sponsored the HACT Act, that is to help increase the security and cybersecurity of our nation and create a workforce that can fight against that. That is why I joined with Van Hollen and Rubio on the Deter Act, especially in establishing sanctions against Russian election interference, and to continue to make sure that we build the infrastructure of tomorrow. So I know that some people think that these issues are out of sight and out of mind. I guarantee you they're not. There are actors who have been at this for a long time. They wanted to destabilize Eastern Europe, and we became the second act when they tried to destabilize our democracy here by sowing disinformation. I want to show them that we in the United States do have fair elections. We do have a fair process. We are going to be that beacon of democracy. So I hope that as we talk about 230 today and we hear from the witnesses on the progress that they have made in making sure that disinformation is not allowed online, that we will also consider ways to help build and strengthen that. That is to say, as some of those who are testifying today, what can we do on transparency, on reporting, on analysis? And yes, I think you're going to hear a lot about algorithms today, and the kind of oversight that we all want to make sure that we can continue to have a diversity of voices in the United States of America, both online and offline. I do want to say, though, Mr. Chairman, I am concerned about the vertical nature of news and information. Today, I expect to ask the witnesses about the fact that I believe they create a choke point for local news. The local news media have lost 70% of their revenue over the last decade, and we have lost thousands of journalistic jobs that are important. It was even amazing to me that the sequence of events yesterday had me being interviewed by someone at a newspaper who was funded by a joint group of the Knight Foundation and probably Facebook funds to interview me about the fact that the news media and broadcast has fallen on such a decline because of loss of revenue as they've made the transition to the digital age. Somehow we have to come together to show that the diversity of voices that local news represent need to be dealt with fairly when it comes to the advertising market, and that too much control in the advertising market puts a foot on their ability to continue to move forward and grow in the digital age. Just as other forms of media have made the transition, and yes, still making the transition, we want to have a very healthy and dynamic news media across the United States of America. So I plan to ask the witnesses today about that. I wish we had time to go into depth on privacy and privacy issues, but Mr. Chairman, you know, and so does Senator Thune and other colleagues of the committee on my side, how important it is that we protect American consumers on privacy issues. That we're not done with this work, that there is much to do to bring consensus in the United States on this important issue. And I hope that as we do have time or in the follow-up to these questions, that we can ask the witnesses about that today. But make no mistake, gentlemen, thank you for joining us. But this is probably one of many, many, many conversations that we will have about all of these issues. But again, let's harness the information age, as you are doing, but let's also make sure that consumers are fairly treated and that we are making it work for all of us to guarantee our privacy, our diversity of voices, and upholding our democratic principles and the fact that we, the United States of America, stand for freedom of information and freedom of the press. Thank you.